I think that this report, if you can prepare sooner, will be appreciated. She wants to get it done soon. So this is Dr. Sharma recording for Lydia Flores, LYDIAFLORES. It's a new patient visit for 2/16/2024. The patient reports the following. She is having multiple symptoms that are basically getting worse. She reports of a severe neck pain, which was related to her car accident dated 8/18/2018, as well as pain in the lower back and middle back. She reported that after the surgery for the spinal region L5-S1 and sacroiliac joint, she has been in pain since 2019 and 2020. She never felt comfortable. She cannot do her ADLs. She cannot get down after 2 hours as her resting, as her pelvis starts bothering her. She cannot stand, she cannot walk, she cannot do any ADLs or any homework. She has a severe pain in both the hips. And when she's walking down, she gets very tired. The patient reports that her pains are severe in the neck, upper back and lower back. There are around 7. They're mostly more towards the right side of the spine than the left side. She has a severe spasm of muscles in the back. She suffers from hip pain more on the right than the left, and a generalized pelvic pain going across. Sometimes the right leg becomes numb. The patient also has issues with the right shoulder, which is painful around 7, and she can barely lift it beyond 100 degrees. She can walk for an hour or two, but with rollator walker slowly. Her sitting and standing is diminished and compromised. Sleep is compromised to 4 to 5 hours. She remains quite depressed and severely depressed, and she has a nightmares, severe anxiety and panic. Her ears are buzzing and ringing even now. She also reports of pain in the left hand, which is constant, affecting the fingers. Now, according to her, these pains have continued all along since 8/18/2018. The pains are usually described as tooting, cramping, sharp, sickening, aching, heavy, tender, splitting, and they are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are continuous. The modified factor for the pain are listed as pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by pain medication, compounding creams. Once again, her headache is worse at most of the time, associated with nausea and lightheadedness and dizziness, as well as they are located on the frontal and occipital region, almost constantly worse on the daytime, worse with light and noise. You can walk a block, you can sit for an hour, stand for 2 hours, sleep for 3 hours. Panic is extreme, depression is extreme, and her pain in the left wrist is also around 7. Pain in the left knee is also reported, which is 7. Currently, she has had no new testing. She is not seeing any physician at this time. Her additional history reports of numbness and tingling, which is not present, and muscle weakness is present in both the arms, especially the left. There is a bladder and bowel incontinence, though, according to her. In the past treatment, I will dictate the past treatment in more further detail after the end of this history. In the system review, please review the chart. and past surgical history, please review the chart. She had a surgery in 2019 at L5-S1 fixation by Dr. Mohan. And then she had a surgery on the right SI joint by Dr. Mohan. And allergies are to nitric oxide, Norco, and Benadryl. It's not nitric oxide, it's nitrous oxide. Reports of additionally sleep problem, mood problem, depression, concentration problem, and anxiety. Mood is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. It doesn't describe any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. The family history is positive for heart attack with mother who is not alive. Father is not alive with seizures. And siblings, one of the siblings died of breast cancer. Relationship status, patient is married and she lives with her husband and children. She's not working, unemployed due to the pain, and she is not disabled as of yet. She's trying to file a disability to SSI, which has not been done yet. No legal history is present. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the past history is as follows, it is in details. Lydia Flores was perfectly fine before 8/18. Sorry, 8/8/18 or 8/8/2018 when she was involved in an extreme motor vehicle accident. In this accident, she was a restaurant driver, was going on her way. She was hit on a rear-ended on a stop sign at a very high speed. She was restrained, but it led to a severe pain in her neck, lower back, mid-back, upper back, both shoulders, right ankles, right hip, and the pain was shooting down to the right arm from the neck. And she suffered from severe headaches, frontal and occipital, with symptoms of TBI leading to dizziness, lightheadedness, loss of balance, fall, and history of fall. And she also suffered from severe anxiety, panic, depression. They were placed on antidepressant, and she has seen multi-specialty physicians, including psychiatrist, neurologist, neuropsychiatrist, counseling, and various physical therapists in a chiropractic treatment. She also has seen neurosurgery, Dr. Mohan, and she had had 2 epidurals for the lumbar and 1 epidural to cervical. She was referred to neurosurgery when she had she was operated at L5S1 in 2019, and then in 2020 she also underwent a right SI joint fixation surgery. She was provided with various kind of physical therapy, medications for a conservative treatment to begin with, NSAIDs, pain medications, and various other modes, headache medicines. She had a complete set of DMEs, including Rotator Walker, Quartane, and nothing helped her. Eventually, surgery also did not help her. She did not do a spinal cord stimulation device. There were some issues with the insurance at the same time. During this course of treatment, patient underwent a MRI extensively for the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar, which was positive. In the cervical, there was a disc herniation at C5-6, bulging disc at C4-5 and C6-7, leading to moderate spinal cord stenosis. In the thoracic spine, there was a disc herniation at T1-2, T2-3, T3-4, T4-5, T5-6, T6-7, T7-8, T8-9, and T10 and 11. In the lumbar spine MRI, there was a grade 1 anterior listicis, broad-based disc herniation, bilateral facet hypertrophy, and compression of the thecal sac with bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. The patient remained disabled all along from 8/8/18 until last visit of her 6/14/2021. The patient was last seen on 6/14/2021, and since then she has not been seen. I do not have any idea who else she has seen. We have no record of any other further treatments. The patient now came to our office on 2/16/2024, almost 3 years later, requesting that she would like to file a disability for permanent disability. And this records are being reflected in that area. She has not connected with any attorney to help her in filing the disability, and she wants to do of her own. She has not done any functional analysis which will be ordered for her, so that one can help her determining her issues. The last MRI that we have are from 2021 in this chart, and they are showing the following. And this is the current MRI I am discussing at this time. The cervical MRI dated 1/4/2021 shows that there is a C23, there is a facet unconvertible joint arthropathy leading to moderate right neural foramen narrowing. C34, there is a right foramen disc herniation, facet 10 unconvertible joint arthropathy leading to moderate bilateral neural foramen narrowing. At C4 and C5, there is central disc herniation, facet and unconvertible joint arthropathy leading to moderate bilateral neural foramen narrowing, left greater than the right. At C5-6, there is a broad-based disc herniation and the cervical spine with facet and uncomfortable joint arthropathy leading to severe left neural foramen narrowing and left subarticular zone narrowing. C6-7, there is a facet and uncomfortable joint arthropathy which contributes to moderate to severe bilateral neural foramen narrowing. At C7 and T1, there is a right paracentral and subarticular disc herniation. T1 and T2 is normal. T2 and T3, there is a right subarticular and foramen disc herniation leading to right neural foramen narrowing. At T3 and T4, there is another disc herniation leading to left subarticular joint narrowing. In the previous MRI, there was an entire thoracic system was herniated up to T12 and L1, and that report is not here. And in the lumbar region, there was already a post-operative status. The surgery was done for a grade 1 anterior listasis at L5-S1 along with disc herniation. No evidence of spinal cord stimulation device exists. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 128 over 100 pulses, 67 pulse ox is 100. The patient is a a 54-year-old Philippine woman of a average build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting in panic and uncomfort of and distress of pain, and although hydration is good and she appears quite anxious, and she has good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is not able to walk well, she is in pain, the gait is antalgic, and she is using rollator walker to walk with. The skin, head, eyes, ENT, neck, chest, heart, abdomen are all normal. GU was not done, pelvic was not done. Psychiatric wise, patient has normal speech and good insight. The mood is poor, effect is not full. Neurological examination is almost normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as far as inspection and palpation are normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, quadratus lumborum muscle and L1 to L5 paraspinal muscle is found to be in spasm with 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine are limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 45. Lumbar spine range of motions are limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10, and hyperextension was not so important. In the manuals to identify and report the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Purling sign, Lermit test are positive, distraction test positive. Total oral test was positive, myelopathy sign is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test was positive, Sloan test is positive. And in lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative, straight leg region test was positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, contralateral leg test was positive bilaterally, Braga test is negative, Kemp test was positive, Brzezinski sign was negative. SI joint standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test was positive, distraction test was positive, Faber test is positive, on the right, Thompson test is positive on the right. In the extremity examination, essentially are normal. The shoulder and knee and hip are not found to be affected. Diagnosis. G89.21, T07, T1490, R531, R53.81, R26.2, PNS, G44.329, R51. R42, F41.1, F32.9, F43.20, G31.89, S09.90, M62.830, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M79.7, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine, M54, in the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA, thoracic spine, M54.09, M46, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14, M54.08, S23.3, XXA. M51.24. In lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1. S33.5, XXA. Plan of care will be from the template. The treatment plan begins as follows. Patient is referred for physical therapy for evaluation and treatment along with laser treatment. Piriformis muscle spasm is a question and cervical spondylosis is in question. Patient is provided with the following medications, which are Naproxen 500 twice a day for 30 days, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for 30 days, Lidocaine gel 3%, 200 g daily. Patient is also provided with the Metoprolol dose pack one time for 7 days to see if that will help. She is provided with Wellbutrin 150 mg XR daily for depression. Hydroxyzine is provided 50 mg 12 hourly for anxiety. For pain relief, Tramadol 50 mg 12 hourly are provided, 15 days tablet, 30 tablets are provided. An EMG has been ordered, a nerve conduction test for both lower extremities and upper extremities to identify neuropathy. A functional analysis is being ordered to identify the need for disability or prove the disability. No other MRIs or any other testing is ordered. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. She is also advised to have a physical therapy for left hand and right hip in case it hurts her. Thank you.